joined in the studio this morning by Lee. It's been great having you here, Lee.
It's really great being back here. Obviously, I was here in August and I'm so glad to be back.
So you are a young ambassador for Sight for Zoe. So just, what does that mean?
That means that I introduce people to the well-known 11 Up group. That means that people that are visually impaired can attend groups for the first time, maybe on their own, and they might be a bit nervous, so I would be the person that would introduce them to that. There is a team of us that try and keep everyone inclusive and friendly as ever, this group. And and then I've recently joined the 18 plus group, as I'm 18 now. So that means that we do different activities for 18s and 25 year olds.
Amazing.
Like a few weeks ago, we had our biggest 18 group we've ever had. We had, I think we had around 13 people, and that is one of our biggest 18 groups, and we were doing bowling as well. So
amazing. It's important as well, and like your role kind of introducing people into the group and introducing people to each other, because you know, I mean, I imagine people with visual impairment may find it quite isolating in life generally, and to come to a group, that first step, going through the doors and meeting, going along for the first time, that's hard, isn't it?
It really is living life without limits, because the thing is, in school, we are quite lucky in Surrey. I don't want to make us sound up, we're the worst county in the world. Some counties don't have any support at all, and we're very lucky we got the support from Sight for Surrey and Surrey County Council in some form. However, when we go to schools, I was the only VI person in my school, and the work weren't always accessible. And even I was at this school for 5 years, and teachers were saying, "Oh, I forgot to make the work accessible," even 5 years on. So, you know,
are things getting better now, do you think?
So as I'm in college, yes, it is getting better, because I do media. That does come with its own challenges, as we all know. Media is, lots of it is visual, but we've come around ways of making it more accessible by making your audio description stuff. I've been doing commercial adverts, recording them, and you know, just doing all that stuff, really.
Yeah, and you present your own radio show over at Surrey Hills Radio in Leatherhead. We'll get a plug in there.
Yes.
How does that help you?
It really does help me, because radio has always been some sort of passion for me from a very young age. I was that child that used to do the role play of radio from a very young age.
Love that. I think I did that as well, pretending I was a DJ. And here I am.
My radio show, believe it or not, I'm going to get you into a little secret now. I don't think I've ever said this out loud.
Okay.
My role play radio show used to be called Pizza Radio.
Why pizza?
I don't know. Because I used to love pizza so much. I mean, I do like pizza still, but I mean, I used to be addicted to pizza.
Everything so much so you named your radio. It's like the woman who named herself after train station. You named your kind of early days of radio for your, did you play it to your family?
So that was my first radio. And then also I used to I find this quite funny, because people might think this is quite linked to my current radio show I do, because it's called The Feel Good Show. However, in lockdown I used to do a radio show on YouTube called The Feel Good Radio Podcast. And basically, if you just search my name, Leeroake, that's Leeroake on YouTube, it will come up. Basically, it's basically everything to just keep everyone positive. Obviously, lockdown was such a difficult time for many people, and it was to remind people that there's still positive things out there in the world. And that was the main thing for me. And it was a lot of about mental health as well. I'm not going to lie to you, it wasn't professional in any way. It was a lot of mistakes made in it,
but it was you at investing in yourself. Yeah, and this is the important thing.
And that's
it?
How yeah. you learn, really. Exactly. But none of it was negative. It was all positive, but also, obviously, keeping with all the guidelines and keeping everyone safe.
Yeah, so a lot of people, you know, took to sort of doing things online and remotely during lockdown. So, and also, you received a special award from...
Yeah, that's coming up to a year ago, believe it or not. That'll be a year ago last May.
So this is a King, what award you got? Voluntary service?
Yes. I got, for the volunteering I do, I got the Coronation Champion Award. That was nominated from Surrey itself, as one of the things were highlighted was that also, obviously mentioned, I did the Leaven Up introducing people, and then I went along and I did some risk assessments as well. I think one of the maddest ones was doing the crazy golf. crazy nuts course thing.
The risk assessment for that would make interesting reading, wouldn't it?
Don't worry. You should have seen, I'm just saying, we should have seen the manager's faces that day. Because we didn't have any risk assessment and they wanted me to go and try it out to see if it would be suitable for VI people. This nuts
Send Lee in if you're not sure.
Yeah,
it was
a rainy day, muddy. It's lovely. Basically climbing up these trees in Dorking. It was this nuts course, and honestly, it was declared that dangerous that we needed two member staff with each student.
Wow! But you have to find these things out, and it's important. Lead a guinea pig, then trying things out. And you got to go to the palace, did you?
Yes, I got to go to Windsor Castle for the concert. For the coronation concert last year, that was a lot of fun. I got a certificate and a badge signed by the king. Understand, as soon as you search up, it is the first thing that comes up. So
you made it in the Daily Mail as well. I was like, oh, I know Lee's in the Daily Mail, what's going on?
That was a mad experience as well, because that all started by Lucinda Lighting's sister. Lucinda's Lighting sister works with the Daily Mail, and then she got me involved getting a photo shoot at my local park. I had a real photo shoot, hundreds of photos taken of me. My nephew loved it as well, who's 5, because he was involved. But the funniest thing is that they choose a picture of me and my mum for the Daily Mail front paper, and then but they left my dad out of it. And they got loads of us all together.
Wow. Okay. So your dad got missed out, but you must feel so proud of what you've achieved and what you continue to achieve as
definitely,
well.
Definitely, as that was one of the first times that I've been recognised, and my aim is definitely as a radio presenter is to make people feel that if they're lonely or need any support that they can just join and they can just have some fun, and that's all it's all about really at the end of the day. And I'm always open to new suggestions and new ways of working.
This is the thing about community radio. I mean, particularly, local radios getting taken up by big companies and becoming national radio. But actually, people like myself, like you, you sort of sit in a radio studio in the local community, talking to people in that local area. You build that connection with your area and you build a connection with your listeners as well.
Definitely. It's very important. And I think... if it wasn't for the award as well, I wouldn't have had my own show, to be honest. So it is crazy to think how it's all come about, really, in a year's time.
I mean, I saw, obviously, the Daily Mail, because my mum reads the Daily Mail, so I was like, oh, what have we got here? Latest diet fan. Oh, there's Lee.
I don't go to school in this local area either, and I go to school in Kent, Greater London, in Bromley, Orpington. And basically... what happened was that my principal, because I was like, because we got all the email before saying, oh, we can't tell anyone. It was very strict. Top secret. And then as soon as it comes out in the Daily Mail, I didn't actually realise how big it was, to be fair. I didn't understand the big deal over it, to be honest. And then it came out in the Daily Mail and I was like, God, this is actually quite big, isn't it?
Yes.
And then it turned out to be, the next thing I knew was that that I went into college that morning, literally it was been out like an hour or two maybe, and then my principal turned around to me and said, I know what was the secret, wasn't it? It was that you was in the Daily Mail. And I was like, wow. Because especially I don't go to school in the local area.
There you go. It's yeah, getting the recognition I think you deserve. And it's not just about you getting the recognition. It's kind of raising awareness of the organisation, Sight for Surrey. And for other visually impaired people to know that, you know, there is sort of hope out there and there is support as well. Yeah. So, yes. Okay. Well, yeah, well done for what you do. And huge congratulations on that award as well.
Thank you for all your support, John, as ever. John has always been amazing at supporting me and always been caring and loving, and that's always been the main thing I've always loved about it.
And Rio, you've achieved your dream of being on the radio as well. How does that feel?
It literally feels mad because, as I was saying, that I honestly, when I got invited to the studios in Yeverhead for an informal chat, because after speaking to the managers, the last thing I was expecting was my own show. I was thinking we're just chatting and then to see if I can help people on other shows. I wasn't actually expecting my own show right there and then.
There you go.
And then literally 5 minutes of speaking, I got my own radio show. So.
Amazing. Brilliant. It's huge. Congratulations, Lee. I mean, you've come a long way from those days of producing pizza radio to now being fully fledged radio presenter and, you know, doing what you do as well, which is amazing.
And also another, because the pizza radio was mainly aimed for Surrey and Hampshire, rural PA.
Okay.
And do you want to know where that all come about from as well? You are going back to Eagle Radio days, of course. So, you know. Because I did a trip with RNIB that are a charity, probably the UK leading charity for VI support. If you use your eyesight, they have a lot of help guides. Yeah. And RNIB, we went on a trip to Eagle Radio Studios 1 year, and I always remember I was the only, because I was so passionate about it, I was the only one that was allowed to speak live on Eagle Radio. And that would all, and I've got a CD at home of me making my own show on a CD actually for Eagle Radio.
We'll have to listen to that at some point.